Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 226 for Friday, January 15th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Friday, with losses in the old crop months and gains in the more deferred positions. Canola was down a dollar to up $2, the nearby March contract down 70 cents at $484.80 per ton. Sharp weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide some support throughout the session. The currency dropped below 69 U.S. cents today, only a day after falling below 70 cents. That's making canola more attractive to both exporters and domestic crushers. However, the turbulence in the global financial markets that weighed on the currency was also bearish for canola, as losses in crude oil and weakness in the U.S. soy complex did put some pressure on values. Steady farmer selling weighed on canola as well, keeping the market well within its sideways trading range. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down while corn and wheat were both up. Soybeans down 3 to 5 cents, the March contract down 3 at $8.79 per bushel. Concerns over declining demand for U.S. supplies accounted for some of the weakness in soybeans as attention turns towards South America and the improving crop prospects there. Unrest in the global financial markets also weighed on beans, with declining crude oil, economic concerns in China, and falling equity markets all contributing to today's soft tone. U.S. markets will be closed Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and positioning ahead of that long weekend was also behind some of today's activity. Corn was up 3 to 5 cents, the March contract up 5 at $3.63 per bushel. While corn was feeling the same bearish influences as soybeans, the feed grain managed to turn higher in sympathy with wheat. Speculative short covering off of nearby lows contributed to the gains, although corn does remain stuck well within a rather narrow range. Wheat was up 3 to 5 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 5 at $4.74 per bushel. Traders covering short positions accounted for some of the gains, with cold temperatures across parts of the U.S. plains raising concerns over winter kill damage as well. However, poor export demand and the strengthening U.S. dollar did limit the advances in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.